The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTKA.com. For all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. That's where you gear for game day and every day. And it's also where you gear up the maize and blue people and pets in your lives for the upcoming holiday season. When you're looking for those Christmas gifts, those holiday gifts for people that love the maize and blue, no better place to go than the MDN. They've got some stuff on markdown now to help you do that shopping that you need. But they've got, of course, the latest and greatest from Jordan and Nike and Valiant and Cutter and Buck and so many more great brands on the MDN side and also on the Victus Collection side as well. They've got a lot of great gift ideas. Glassware, watches, other jewelry, of course, clothes and apparel, and the pictures. The pictures are terrific as well. Autographed memorabilia. They have everything you need for this holiday season for the maize and blue people in your lives. So that's where you've got to shop. And of course, the MDN is local wherever you are, MDN.com. But make sure you shop for the maize and blue people in your lives this holiday season with our friends at the MDN and the Victus Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. So last night, Bryce, who works for Sam on the MichiganInsider.com, tweeted out that Juwan Howard, Saadi Washington, Tom Izzo, Rob Murphy, and Jalen Rose were all sitting courtside to watch FC Lincoln's Imani Bates. There was a game over, it was their season opener. They were playing River Rouge, and they were over there at EMU for the game. And it's so funny to see how the comments that come in so quickly. One of the comments came in from some Ohio State troll. I don't know why he's even he doesn't follow us, but I'm not even sure. But this guy, Coach Ackerman, followed up the tweet because it was talking about the Fab Five. Because someone else said, well, how cool would it be to have the Fab Five? How sick if the entire Fab Five sat courtside for a few top recruits games? Now, I'm not actually sure what the rules are when it comes to that, but that being said, this Ohio State troll tweets in to Bryce and this and to somebody else. It says, a team so good they still couldn't beat Ohio State or win championships. Now, this begs me to the question of who has the shortest short-term memory? Is it Michigan State fans or is it Ohio State fans? And I think the answer is actually Michigan State fans. But when this guy, Coach Ackerman, says a team's so good they still couldn't beat Ohio State, he's completely ignoring that in 1992, in the regional final in Lexington, Kentucky, sixth seeded, Michigan, Fab Five, went down there and they played top seeded Ohio State and they won the game. And they went to the Final Four on the heels, of course, of beating Ohio State in that regional final. It's like for Ohio State fans, you know, okay, let's back up. Michigan State fans, they just picked their arbitrary stopping point, you know, going back. Let's go back 10 years. Let's go back 8 years. Let's go back 5 games. Let's go back 9 games. They will pick the perfect arbitrary number to fit their argument, no matter what that number might be on any given day. And then they always talk about how Michigan fans live in the past. And it's always a funny back and forth conversation, and it cracks me up because, well, I mean, history is a part of who you are, but you know, it's fact is that if you look in the last couple of years, things are evening out. Or if you looked in the basketball side of things in the second half of the John Beilein era in Ann Arbor, when he finally got his program rolling, how he competed against Tom Izzo. But the Michigan State fans will like to pick that whatever that random arbitrary starting point is in recent history and say, well, you can't look before that because this window of time is what we're talking about. And they are very, you know, they try to be sticklers when it comes to using certain time references, which is just, I mean, they're just funny. But Ohio State fans, you know, and I understand they've had a terrific run in football. We've talked a lot about it recently, of course, leading up to and after the game. We've talked a lot about how strong they've been over the last nearly 20 years now. But if you talk to most Ohio State fans, like I've talked to a few at Scorekeepers after the game when I was doing the postgame show on Saturday a couple of weeks ago, and there, you know, one guy, it's a hilarious conversation. He was 25. He was like, oh, Urban Meyer is too conservative. I'm like, you don't remember John Cooper. You don't remember even Jim Tressel. You don't know what conservative is if you think that Urban Meyer is the conservative coach. And that point, the point about bringing that one up is if you go up to most Ohio State fans, especially younger Ohio State fans, and you say the name John Cooper, they look at you like you're crazy. They have no idea who you're talking about. It's like he was written out of history. It's like it did not happen. And so I think that that must be the case with this guy, Joe, here, where he just, you know, he's just so accustomed to, you know, Ohio State beating Michigan or whatever it might be. And like, oh, they couldn't beat Ohio State. Well, actually, they did. In the biggest game that they played in that in their freshman year against Ohio State, they won the game, the regional final in Lexington. But, you know, memory issues and, you know, maybe it's just an Ohio State thing. Maybe it's not an Urban Meyer thing. Maybe it's an Ohio State thing that the that memory issues are creeping in. All right. Shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't be joking about that. But it is so funny to see, you know, I love when trolls essentially troll themselves. It's one of my favorite things about watching social media.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And sometimes not getting it, not interacting, not getting involved, just reading what other people write. And it happens a lot with, Let me take a step back here. So when you go online and you're reading and people want to start having these conversations back and forth and someone just wants to drop in and make a trolling, you know, obnoxious kind of comment, you know, it's one thing sometimes they just go in and people ignore it and you move on and you just got like it never existed. Other times you just, you know, the comments are so strong, you know, from a trolling perspective that there's enough of you out there that like to respond. And I love the self-policing of Michigan fans against the trolls on social media. And I just sit back and watch. Now, this morning I didn't. This morning I responded to this Ohio State person's tweet because I just think it's funny that you have this arbitrary – it's like they don't remember. It's memory loss to what happened. But to get back to Imani Bates, it's pretty cool. To answer the question from Jake Froelich, who tweeted in, how sick if the entire Fab Five sat courtside for a few top recruits games. Now, again, I don't know if that what the rules are in place as far as who, you know, where they can sit or if they can sit with Juwan or that kind of thing. Of course, anyone can go to a public basketball game. You can't, you know, the private citizens, if you will, so the other four members of the Fab Five, they can go to games. They can't have certain kinds of interactions with those athletes, but they can, of course, go to the games. But I don't think that for some players, yeah, it would be a really cool deal. For Imani Bates, his games are a who's who of showing up anyway. You're, of course, going to have, in this case, you had the top in-state coaches in, you know, for the top programs here with Juwan and Saadi. And then you have Izzo there. And then, of course, it's at EMU. So Rob Murphy is right there as well. And these guys are going to go watch Imani Bates. Sam has talked about this. We do not think that Imani Bates is ever going to go to college. Imani Bates is a supreme talent. He was the best player, according to a lot of people, in America last year, and he was a freshman. He is now a sophomore, and he's still considered to be, and will probably be for the next 2 years, the best player in America. If the commission recommendations move forward the way that we expect them to over the next couple of years, the basketball commission, the Rice Commission, when they went and they made suggestions for college basketball and the NBA and others, if those suggestions do come to fruition, then the one-and-done rule is going to go away very soon and in the next couple of years. And in the timing of it, it will mean that Imani Bates never has to go to college if he doesn't want to. Now, if he wants to choose to go to college, if he chose that was the path that was best for him, then sure, he could, of course, do that. But we don't expect him to go to college. But in the meantime, all the coaches in America, in particular the coaches in this state, Juwan and Izzo, they are going to do their due diligence, and they are going to go out there, and they're going to watch this kid as often as they are possibly allowed, because there are rules in place as far as how often you can watch kids and when you can talk to them and all that kind of stuff. So there will be some, you know, he'll, you know, obviously following the rules in those contexts to make sure that you're not breaking them. But Juwan's going to go see Imani Bates. Michigan staff will go see Imani Bates as often as they possibly can while he is still a high school student here in the state of Michigan. Because if he does decide that he wants to go play college basketball for at least a year, then you want to be in on the conversations that he is having with different colleges and see if you can't get him on campus for a visit, all that other kind of good stuff that would come with, of course, recruiting that young man. But he is he is such a good talent. He's still, physically maturing, although he is in pretty good, he's pretty well put together, but he's still physically maturing. He's a sophomore in high school. But what an amazing talent, and his season now open, and there will be a lot of opportunities for the fans to go check out Imani Bates all season long here in Washington County. I have a feeling that a lot of his games are going to be I have a feeling that a lot of his games are going to end up over at EMU because the crowds are going to be just insane to go see Imani Bates play high school basketball. And, of course, when you're drawing in Izzo and Juwan and you're going to be drawing in some of the other top coaches in America to come watch you play, that helps draw crowds in as well. There's something really unique and special. I used to see this all the time going to games back in the D.C. area. There were a few schools that, power programs that would always have coaches in the gym. And there's a great movie scene in a great scene in the movie Blue Chips, which, of course, is not a really good movie, but it's quite entertaining, and it gives some great hyperbole to NCAA recruiting violations. But there's that scene when they're going to watch Butch McRae, which is Penny Hardaway's character in the movie, and it's that really small, gym. It felt kind of like the gym they have in the TV show The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was that really small gym that they went to in Chicago that he went to go see where the coaches were recruiting him, and Jim Boeheim's there, and Jerry Tarkanian is there, and there's a few other coaches in there, and Pete Bell, the Nick Nolte character, Nick Nolte that plays Pete Bell, he walks into the gym and he sees all these coaches and he's, and they're all there. And that's what it's like to go to a game where there's a big time prospect. If you want to go to people watch and see some of the best players in America, go see Imani Bates. It's like being in D.C. when I go to a Dematha game or a Montrose Christian game. It's going to go to Detroit Country Day when they have one of those elite talents that comes through their school. Or there's other programs in the area when you have elite talents come through and it's during the recruiting periods where the coaches can go to games and watch the players, go check out a game and you'll just see a whole slew of college coaches in their generally in their polos, sometimes dressed a little differently. It depends on the game, but a lot of times they're dressed in their polos for to make sure that they stand out, and they're there watching. Now, Juwan was there in not in his Michigan polo. Of course, a little chilly to be in a Michigan polo right now inside of a gym. But it's usually these coaches really stand out. Now, Juwan doesn't need a polo to stand out, right? If you walk in, if you're wearing a Mays polo and you're a 6'1" basketball coach, yeah, you're going to stay. It helps you stand out a little bit. When you're Juwan, you walk in the building, everybody sees you. It's kind of hard to not stand out when you're 6'10". And he was there last night watching Imani Bates along with a few others as well at the opener for Lincoln High School basketball. The Splitters actually lost the game. Defending state champs actually lost the game. Apparently, they were dreadful from the free throw line, and it cost them the game. But it's going to take an awful lot to ding Imani Bates. That kid is an insane, insane talent. And he had some big-time spectators watching him yesterday, and that will be the case all season long. And so if you get a chance, go check him out. You may have to go a little early to get to the game to make sure you get in and get a good seat. But it'll be great people watching and great basketball watching as well if you have a chance to go see Imani Bates play some high school basketball. Michigan Insider rolls along on the other side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.